Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Welcome back to the Midlife Purpose Podcast. I am thrilled today to dive into a topic that affects so many women during midlife, and that's cortisol and menopause. And I want to go through and explore the role of cortisol, what it does, how it impacts us in menopause, and totally what we can do to manage it. Life today, just in general, is chronic stress, because the stress level is found to be elevated rather than sporadic. You know, it tends to be left on all the time, right? So this is going to cause chronic dis-ease. I want to explore real quick and explain. I want to explain how cortisol works, and I want, you know, us to get a better understanding of its role in the body. You know, cortisol is a steroid hormone, and it's produced by our adrenal glands. And it's so crucial for our body's stress response. And, you know, during menopause, when we have these hormone fluctuations, it causes a big disrupt in our cortisol levels, and it leads to some serious imbalances. And the disruption can have many various causes on the body. You know, it messes with our sleep. We're more prone to infections because it messes with our immune system. We have brain fog. And when we see this, it can cause a serious shift in our metabolism, and we go from fat burning to fat storing. And this causes us to gain weight, and it's particularly around the abdomen. And as we're losing this estrogen, fat starts to store more in the mid area. So it's a different displaced area of if we weren't in a menopause. So if we weren't in menopause, it would probably rather go to our hips and our thighs. But we are, you know, in menopause, losing the estrogen. So it's going to go to the belly. And, you know, this fat distribution, it causes us to have mood swings. Our bone density is not what it is. You know, we just feel yucky all the way around. Our overall well-being is just not good. It's really impacted by high cortisol. And the thing is to manage. The key is to manage the cortisol levels. And lifestyle changes like, let's start exercising more. Let's start trying to reduce our stress levels. And I know life is crazy, but you know, there are ways that we can take on activities to help reduce stress. And one of the biggest things is walking and meditation. And another thing is to also get adequate sleep. You got to get your sleep in. And I know in menopause, it's very, very hard, you know, to get sleep in. And one of the key things that's happening is, you know, we have cortisol spikes around the 3 a.m. area. And a normal person would probably just sleep right through it. Well, we are in menopause. And when you're in menopause, this causes even more cortisol. So it's an overabundance of it. So what's happening is it's disrupting our sleep. And we're awaking at 3 a.m. because we're having these big cortisol spikes, and our body is seeing it as that's not normal. So it interferes with our sleep. It wakes us up. One thing that we can totally do is to eat a balanced diet that's rich in nutrients and low in processed foods. Stay away from the processed foods, okay? Those processed foods are triggers. and we have to recognize that. Caffeine is one of the biggest triggers I know for hot flashes too. So we have to stay away from caffeine, you know, to do eat foods that supports our adrenal health and our cortisol regulation. You know, sometimes you can choose interventions such as hormone replacement therapy, but I choose not to use hormone replacement. Many factors for me. I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole nother podcast there. But, you know, I like to do things holistically, manage my cortisol levels with my diet, my supplements. And one of the biggest supplements today that people are just not opening their eyes to is something called fat browning. And what this fat browning does is it takes this white stubborn fat that we're getting from all these high cortisol rises and even stubborn white fat in general, but we have an accumulation, an abundance of it as we're going through menopause. So what this fat browning does is it converts white fat into brown and burns it out of your body for energy. I am blown away. This is scientific research with years and years behind it. So fat browning is a way to control this white fat coming into your body fast because of menopause and cortisol spikes. So there will be a link in the show notes. And if you're interested in reading the research behind it and everything that goes with it, it's amazing, okay? I myself have lost 70 pounds on this product. I have controlled my belly fat because of this fat browning. So, you know, you can opt for hormone replacement therapy or you can opt for whichever you choose. I choose holistic and supplementation such as fat browning and some other things. Okay. So always, always, you know, seek a healthcare provider for more ways on how to manage your menopause symptoms. Talk to a doctor before you do anything. Understanding the cortisol role in menopause is going to help you take better proactive steps to manage it. So you can, you know, greatly improve your health, your well-being. And I know, you know, this is a stage of life that we're going through. Managing these cortisol levels through these mindful practices, you know, that we talked about, like, you know, walking, exercise, breathing right, it's going to help you truly reduce these cortisol levels. And if you start practicing these things and put them into action, taking nice strolls for the day, you know, 15-minute walks, you know, always talk to your healthcare provider, though, before you start any exercise program. I just want to put that out there. But I'm just showing you ways that you can start to get on this journey of helping yourself. Let's get more sleep. Sleep deprivation is a big cause of cortisol levels. So we have to prioritize our sleep. Establish a nighttime bedtime routine where you go to bed at a certain time. And that's going to improve your sleep. It's going to improve your circadian rhythm. And, you know, stay on the role of managing, you know, because the diet plays a significant role in cortisol levels. Make sure you're eating well-balanced, diet-rich in foods, fiber, antioxidants. You know, this is going to help support your adrenal health, and it's also going to help to balance these hormones. Avoid caffeine by all means. I notice for me, when I drink anything that's caffeinated, my hot flashes begin to go crazy. So we can totally, totally avoid caffeine, and this is going to help regulate the production of cortisol. Stay away from caffeine and sugar. So the key to managing your cortisol and your overall health, regular diet is going to really help this. Walking, taking these proactive steps, like I said. And I know if you can incorporate this and practice this in your daily life, you truly can effectively manage your cortisol levels during this menopause stage. And you're going to really have better health and more vitality in midlife. And, you know, I myself, and I know you are, you know, you want to live for longevity now. We are, you know, past the age, and it's time to really start taking better care of ourselves. We should be taking better care of ourselves early on, but definitely in midlife. But listen, I want to tell you, hey, we are not doomed, okay? These are things that I am giving you that you can do to keep your cortisol in check, okay? And being mindful is the key. Being mindful is the key. Is everything that I gave you here is going to help dial down the stress and keep the cortisol from going bonkers. So make sure that you take some time out for yourself and stay super, you know, stay active. It's super important. So managing these cortisol and menopause, it's really totally doable if you just enforce the right lifestyle tweaks. And you got to find what works for you and what role it's going to take for you, what's going to work, what's not. So take a few moments every day just to take a deep breath and get centered. The biggest cortisol de-stressor ever is to just find these mindful practices. And I hope everything in this podcast has helped you get some sort of idea of where to begin on balancing these cortisol hormone stress levels. And I cannot wait to dive in even more with you about some amazing things on the next Midlife Empress podcast. All the links for the fat browning product are in the show notes. I cannot stress enough about how amazing this product truly is and how innovative it is that we can take white stubborn fat and convert it inside of our body to brown and burn it out of our body as energy. This is going to help you also in your menopause journey. You're going to have tons of energy. The white fat's going to be red, and you are just going to feel like a million bucks. So until next show, if you have any questions about anything that we talked about in the show today, just drop me some comments over at Facebook, or you can join our amazing, wonderful support community at Successful Irradiant Women on Facebook. And we also have a menopause group called Menopause Mercy. So jump on over to either one of these groups. There's a lot of love and a lot of support there for you. And until next time, bye for now.